This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to thank you for joining us on this Good Friday. I wasn't searching for a word, by the way. I was reading something that popped up on my screen. But it is Good Friday, no matter what you think. You know, think it through. Come on, my Christian friends, think it through. Let's not be stupid about it, okay? Come on, everybody. There's only one word. How tough can this be? You know, it's funny. When people think of church... I know. You know what? I sometimes get churchy with this stuff. You guys who've been listening for any length of time know this. I grew up, and again, I'm going to say this, and I don't want anybody to take offense at it. I'm not worried about offending you, because if you're going to get offended, you're going to get offended, okay? But I grew up in a Catholic church. I loved my Catholic church experience. Actually, I was making fun of Catholics today, because I went to Chick-fil-A, and there were a bunch of Catholic kids there. I could tell by the conversation. And I was thinking, okay, it's Good Friday. You're not supposed to eat meat. I don't remember because I'm old and I haven't been there in a while. So if I have a Catholic in the audience, just send me a text or an email or something. I thought it was no meat. I thought it was no red meat. Maybe it's no meat at all. I don't know because, you know, it's fish day on Friday. So anyway, there was a group, I guess it was a young group of kids, Catholic kids in there. Just, I'm thinking... Oh, come on, to the fish place down the street, and I can get through line faster. But you know what? If they thought they were doing the right thing, God bless them, good for them, that they were willing to stick to it and stick to what they were doing. So, but when we talk about this religious stuff, we talk about people believing in what they believe and willing to stick it out. It's nice because we've done so many shows that have, not to sound squishy, that have hurt my heart about these young kids that are turning away from God. They're turning away from a higher power. They're turning away, you know, the iPhone is their higher power. Think about it. Think about what do your kids have in their hand 24/7? Right? And don't say, not my child. I make them put the phone up at night on the, okay, great. But they get up in the morning, they're brushing their teeth with one hand, they're looking through the phone with the other. Right? I mean, it happens. They get sucked into it. It's the norm of the day. So it's kind of like it's up to us to set that tone. It's up to us to put the phone down. It's up to us to slide it aside and not look at it. I know I have friends around me. I see them with their kids. I see them with people they're dealing with. And they're talking to me, and they got the phone in their hand in case, I don't know, I guess in case President Trump calls them. Or in case they get a call from the lottery saying, you know, that ticket you threw away was worth a lot more money. We found it. Otherwise, there's no reason to look at that phone. And then if a relative of yours is passing away, they're going to pass away no matter whether you have the phone in your hand or not. You know, I know everybody's waiting for that bad thing to happen or what have you, but put the phone down. Spend some time with the person across from you. I think that's part of what's driving all the nastiness going on. We've become so cold and detached from people because we're too busy looking at the phone, talking to the phone, texting across the phone. Now, some of you already know this, but I'm not preaching at you. I'm not trying to get you to throw your phones away. I've got one, too. I need it. We all use it for work. I get it. It's part of today. But don't let it overtake you. I started joking years and years ago when we first got to the flip phone, and I still had a pager back then. You have a pager? Yes, me, the dinosaur pager. I had a pager back then, and you know, you're looking at that stuff, and I kept telling people, this is like an electronic leash. You can never get away with it. Somebody pokes at you, somebody pulls at you over it, and you feel like you have to respond. It's like even my business friends feel like if they don't respond within minutes, they're going to lose the sale. Let me tell you what. If that client, if that person is that stuck up, uptight, wants to control you that much, you do not, believe me, you do not want to do business with those people. Okay? It's really that simple. All right, let's have some fun. I know this came out yesterday, but I like talking about the, you know, the U.S. jobless rate or the jobless claims rate hit the lowest point in 45 years. That's according to Reuters out of Washington, right? The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits fell to more than 45-year low last week. Now, when this happened, we didn't get this low, but when these things happened under President Obama, I used to go and look and say, okay, you need to check the numbers out because it's not what you think it is. Under President Obama, the disability rates were rising, or people going on permanent disability or disability period, were climbing at a higher rate than people were signing up for unemployment. People were jumping off unemployment before it ran out and went to disability. Now, that's just a fact. That's just a reality. You can't do anything about it. It is not the same thing under President Trump, though. People aren't jumping on unemployment. I mean, on disability to get away from the unemployment protection because they're running out. Right? So you think about this. These people are actually they're either dying or they're going to work. One of the two. Right? So the last week of March ended up at the lowest level since January of 1973. I think it's the year I got my Social Security number or something like that. Right? And they'll adjust. They always do. But even if it adjusts, you know, 5,000-10,000 jobs one way or the other, it's still going to be the lowest rate. These are good things. You know, it's like Roseanne was saying. I think it was on the Kimmel show. We should want the president to succeed. We want our economy to succeed. We want people to do better. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more after the break. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
They caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back.
There you go. Light them up. It's the only thing they understand sometimes. Oh, I'm Tobin, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of their conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. See, if they'd call me a warmonger, they would. They would call somebody like me all that stuff. But I'm saying, look, you're not going to fool with a guy that's got more guns than you. You think the North Korean, that little crazy Asian guy, you think he backed down because China asked him to? Are you serious? Real simple. He backed down because Trump said, I got a bigger button than yours, and it works. Now, he's got to sit there. Everybody else around him may think he's a god, but he knows better. There is no way he was going to get caught up in that. There's no way he's going to get caught up. And you know what? I know some of you don't agree with this, but hey, I don't care. I want people to think Trump is unstable in other countries. Let them believe that. Because they don't know if he's going to press the button or not. I mean, seriously. Anyway. You know, the left always screams about equality. Right? They want to be equal. They want equality for all. They want, when it comes to gender and, you know, jobs and whatever faith you are or non-faith you are, whatever belief system you are or aren't, they want everybody to have equal rights. Well, almost everybody. So, Sacramento, California high school junior, he's got a plan for a national student walkout on April 11th, and it's inspired by his pro-life values. He says all students have a First Amendment right to stand for their principles, so if you're a pro-life student, why shouldn't you? He sent out a tweet. He said, I've officially announced that the pro-life walkout that I'm organizing is going to take place on Wednesday, April 11th at 10 a.m. The walkout will also last for 17 minutes, and we encourage students across the country to participate in the Stand for Life movement. Now, he's talking all life. Not just life taken by guns, but all life. In an interview with Breitbart News, Brandon Gillespie, a student at Rockland High School, said that he met with the principal last Friday to discuss his plan for the pro-life walkout. He said, I asked him for the exact same accommodations that were given to the students who, see, smart. Smart parents, smart kid, whatever, smart. I don't want more than. I want the same. I want the same accommodations you gave the other group. So, we'll see what happens, right? He was not able to give me a direct answer, he said. The principal wasn't able to tell him on whether or not I was able to have the pro-life walkout. He told me he has to go talk to certain administrators and people in the school district before he can give me a direct answer. So he told me he'll be getting back to me on April 2nd. Well, here's the deal. Depending on the district, in most cases, it's not true. Every high school, every junior high school pretty much sets its own rules within the guidelines of the district, but sets its own rules. And if the district is already approved and allowed another group, whatever that group's called, whatever they do, to do a different protest, rally, whatever you want to call it, doesn't matter. You know, the walkout is just a label, but it's a protest or a rally. If they've already authorized that, then this principal would be well within his rights to authorize this. Now, the young man notes, however, that while currently he cannot be certain his school will allow the pro-life walkout, he does know the walkout's already slated to occur all across the country. And it started, you know how I always tell you, starts local. It all starts local. Every bit of this stuff starts local. From elected officials to these kind of things. So if you're up in that area, if you're a resident up in the Sacramento, California, and even if you're not, I mean, you could probably help this young man financially, because I guarantee you that Hollywood elites are not going to be giving them $500,000 each to go ahead and do this across the country. Guarantee you they will not have pristine sound systems or pop-up tents or anything along those lines. Guarantee it. Anyway, and he's not asking for any more. He's asking for the same. He does know the walkout's already slated to occur all across the country, so he's just happy to be part of it, or happy to be the one that's kind of spearheaded it. He said, initially, I just started through the social media using the hashtag life. And he said, the word just spread. Just through social media, pretty much no advertising or anything like that. Kids and other people were catching on to it and sending it all over the place. Many responded to him saying, I love your cause, I love what you're doing, and I'm going to do what I can at my school. Encourage. This is where I tell you people, encourage your kids. Encourage your nieces, nephews, granddaughters, grandsons, the young people around you that you can get a hold of. Encourage them. Seriously. We're going to do it. We got about 60,000 on our Twitter feed. We'll go ahead and tweet this out, too. I'll send you the copy. I'll spell it wrong, so I'll send it to you. The students participating in the Pro-Life Walkout April 11th will walk out at their schools at 10 a.m. Now, listen. I'm not encouraging you guys to go walking on the streets. That's not it at all. In my district, we made a deal, a positive deal with the groups, that we would allow them to do their walkout, but we asked them to stay on campus. The majority of them did, some who thought that they, whatever. But the majority of them did. They had their rally. They got their point across. We were able to keep them safe. Can't keep you safe once you leave the campus. Once you walk off campus, there's not much we can do to protect you. And you put the police and everybody else at a scramble and a disadvantage at that time. When he was asked by a reporter if he's primarily organizing the walk-up because he's pro-life or because he's just challenging a potential double standard of public schools that allowed a student workout during instructional time over promotion of a progressive issue such as gun control. He responded, it's a little bit of both. He says, so yes, I'm very pro-life. I'm against abortion, he continues. So that's the biggest thing, but I really want to test to see if there's a double standard at schools. Because the previous walkout on March 14th was school sanctioned, and it was for gun control. I want to see if I have the same rights. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We will be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless you.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Yeah, there you go. Go ahead, Daniel.
We are back.
You
listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on. Some of you are ordering things from the store, which is good. It's a good thing. I like that. So we will have coffee mugs will be here at the end of next week. I hope. So they say. And we'll start giving away flags again next week. Yeah. No, really. I know how much, you know, I love some of you, the comments that you make when you get the flags. But if you go up to the store and buy them from the store, too. TheRealSide.com. That's TheRealSide.com. You know, I got to fix the commercial. The commercial says you can get them on eBay. You can't get the real ones on eBay. They're only on Amazon and through Grace Alley. Is it GraceAlley.com? Is that what it is? Yeah. Or through our website. Talking about the young man that is wants equal time, and he's going to have a national walkout on April 11th for life. For all life. Not just those killed by guns. Those that are ripped apart by forceps and such through abortion. He wants to walk for all life. And it's a movement that's making its way across the country. Let's see if we get equal time. No, really. Let's see if he can truly get equal time. You guys need to reach out to the administrators at your schools in your area, to make sure that they know that they're being watched, that the pressure's on. And he says himself, I'm doing this because I believe in it, but I'm also doing this to make sure we do have equal rights. We do have the same rights as others. Anyway, he goes on to say that, where was I? Gillespie said that his history teacher, Julian Benzel, was the main inspiration for his idea to go launch this pro-life walkout. She's the one who motivated me, he said, to do this, because she questioned the school after whether it would be the same courtesy to a group of students that wanted to protect something else. For example, abortion, he explained. So that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm testing to see if the school district will give us the same courtesy. Now, see, that's what teachers are supposed to do. They're supposed to inspire you. They're supposed to help you step out, do the right thing. And kind of teach you by poking and prodding you a bit and learn that you can do these things. Even if you fail at them at first, you keep pushing away at them till you succeed. Now, Benzel was placed on paid leave last week for questioning whether students against abortion would be permitted to walk out. Right, so she simply asked the question in an interview, and they suspended her. Complaints were made against Benzel by some parents. And students said that her questioning to her students were anti-abortion, resulting in the teacher being placed on leave. If the schools are going to allow one group of students to get up during class and walk out to protest, then they should be then others should be allowed to do the same thing. She said the teacher asked the administration if it was okay for them to walk out and to protest. And that's when the proverbial crud hit the fan. Gillespie, who plans to enter the military after he completes high school, said he totally understands the criticism that no student should be permitted to engage in walkouts for political causes. I agree. But it's missed your question. Because, you know, the guy, people on the left were saying that that wasn't a political cause, it was a real cause. Is abortion a political cause, or is it a life cause? Look, I'm curious. Another big part of this is for students, he said, for student rights. He said, I don't think students understand that they still have their First Amendment rights, even when they're in school. Just because they're in school doesn't mean that their rights are taken away from them. That's partially true. I want students to know across the country they still have the right to stand up for what they believe in, even if it's conflicting with what the school district believes. Now, there are certain rules that you guys probably don't agree with, you know, being on a... We don't need search warrants to go through a kid's locker. We don't need search warrants to go through a kid's backpack. If we think that there's a weapon in there, if we think that for the greater good of the kids in the school, we are allowed to go through those backpacks, to go through those lockers. And there were times where, I'm sorry, I agree with that. We can go through one of those backpacks and lockers faster than we can get everybody, get 2,000 kids out of a high school. Connecticut-based constitutional educational attorney Deborah Stevenson told Breitbart News that the constitutional principles of equal protection under the law may apply in this case. She's hoping the school, well, I'm hoping the school tests it because it would set a principle across the country. And since the school, the main school's in California, wouldn't that just be sweet? That would just make it taste so much better. One group was allowed to have a school walk out to advocate for school safety through gun control, then other groups may have the right to advocate for pro-life causes. Now, you know most of the administrators in these schools are not for this. Right? I mean, you ask them, you see what goes on the college campuses, you've seen the stories we do, and they're not far and few between. They're all over the place when it comes to a pro-life movement on campus. Faculty and students go nuts. Now, it's easy to gin up a small group of students. So I don't believe in every case... You know, I don't know. It wasn't Mark Dice, but it was somebody like Mark Dice that was doing interviews on campuses. And many of the kids who responded to what the politically correct answer was said they didn't necessarily believe it, but, you know, it caused less aggravation, so that's why they said what they said. Think about that. You're teaching your kids mediocrity when they back down because they don't want to start trouble. And why is it trouble? Stevenson notes, however, that the use of taxpayer funds under the existing law in many states may preclude the kind of partisan political advocacy seen most recently by the use of these walkouts. However, if one side of the argument is allowed, then the other side must be allowed. And I'm good with all of that. I think you should check it out. You should find out you should find out where this is going on in and around your area and see what you can do to help, to support. Right? Now, here's the sad part about, you know, California, the open-minded Californians, the open-minded administrators and educators. Gillespie and others around him say that living in California is definitely a challenge for him as a more conservative student. He says, I do believe it's harder for conservative students to speak their minds because they really, you know, because teachers, especially left-leaning teachers, tend to deal with them and grade them differently. And I've heard that from many. I've heard that from many students who weren't able to write an essay or write something with their true feelings in there because they knew they'd be marked down for it because they'd seen the teacher or the professor do that in the past. Now, Students for Life of America, the SFLA, the nation's largest organization of pro-life youth, is serving as a resource for the pro-life walkout. They're helping these guys. They're supporting these guys. I've been with them before. I've been with some of their leaders for Student for Life, Students for Life. And what I love that they're doing, you know, if you want to check out what's going on, by the way, head over to prolifewalkout.org, prolifewalkout.org. But I've been with them before, and I said, look, the angle you have to take on this, and some of my God friends are going to disagree with me, but the angle you have to take on this is, it is not against God to have an abortion. You can't win with that in court. What you can win with, is calling it out as a life, proving that it's a human life. You will win that argument. Every time. But if you go at this from a spiritual mindset, from a godly mindset, you will lose every time. Because of us, the courts don't care. They're not interested in the godly stuff. So get over it. We come back, we're going to talk about how a good guy with a gun was able to save their family. Also, in Florida, you know, after that Florida high school shooting, guess what happened? Hundreds, not five, not seven, not 12, hundreds of teachers stepped forward. They want to arm themselves. They want to be ready. They want to be armed, and they want to be ready to protect the kids. So I don't know what that sheriff is talking about when he says these teachers don't want this, but more and more of them are stepping forward for it. Lots of good and crazy stories after the break. I'm Joe Mancini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Let your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones know about the show. Let's irritate as many people as we can. Send them over. I'm Joe Mancini. We'll be back in a minute.
This is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
I'll put you on camera, you keep that up. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, head up to the website and click on Patreon. It's a way you can support the show. It's a special little club that you can belong to. It costs you anywhere from a cup of coffee a month, all the way to, I don't know, if you donate $5,000, I'll come to your house with the coffee mugs and water bottles and all kinds of other stuff, seriously. And I'll sign the book in your presence, you know. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, that's joe@therealside.com. So, oh, we were talking about that young man that, talking about the young men, you know, you got to support him. We just put some information up. You got to support his pushing for a walkout across the country at high schools for pro-life, for real life, for protecting all life. That's easy to get behind. That should be easy. But here's another one that shocked the libs. Because, you know, a whole bunch of people kept saying, no, we can't do that. We don't want that. teachers just want to teach. They don't want to have to learn how to use a gun or anything like that. Well, listen, there's a lot of teachers already know how to use a gun. There's a lot of teachers already licensed to carry a gun. A lot of teachers already have a boatload of guns. Yeah, I know, it's hard to believe, but it's true. So after the Florida high school shooting, hundreds of teachers sign up to arm themselves. I mean, think about that. You know that sheriff and a whole bunch of libs have lost their minds over this one. You know it. In the aftermath of the deadly shooting in Florida, hundreds of teachers and administrators have expressed interest in carrying firearms to defend themselves and their students. Now, some people said, well, yeah, it sounds like a really good idea. Right? Sounds like something that they might want to do until they actually have to make it happen. But when you hear about the stories about the teachers who jumped in front of bullets for the kids, that went out of their way to put themselves in harm's way to protect the kids, those are the teachers that I would be good with having the guns. Because they would know how to take action. They can be taught, they can be trained, and they would take action. So a group of these administrators and teachers are willing to carry firearms to protect themselves and their students. This is what's happening in, well, one major county in Ohio is reporting back through Sheriff Richard Jones. He published an open call on his Twitter page offering free concealed carry classes to any employee of any school in his county. The sheriff, who last came under fire for his comments about immigrants, offered the class to 50 candidates, but then opened it up to more after, as he described to Newsweek, a deluge of positive responses. He says, we've reached our limit. We had to cut it off at 300. But the responses have been incredible, he said. Jones, who was voted sheriff in 2004, was a vocal supporter of President Donald Trump during the 2016 election. Said he has long supported arming school faculty. He described it as a last resort and a sad reality. The people need to, they just need to face this. You know, it's really funny. We're willing to accept. We've heard these terms from the left, and they say we have to accept it. We're willing to accept terms like, this is just the reality of the world we live in. This is just, that we're going to have shootings. That there's not much we can do to stop them. That, the reality is we're going to have to wipe out all guns to protect our kids. Why? That's the only reality? That's it? Fighting back is not a reality? Arming ourselves is not a reality? Giving our teachers what they need to protect themselves and the kids is not a reality? And again, you're a liar if you're one of those people that loves to say we should do anything we can to protect our children, and you back down the minute somebody says arm our teachers, allow them, not force them, allow them to carry a gun. How does that work? How is that? Where does that fall in line with? You're willing to do anything to protect our kids. Sheriff Richard Jones posted a social media message offering free concealed carry training to teachers in Butler County, and they went for it big time. So even if you hate guns in school, you need to know they're here. Whether you want them or not, they're there. Jones said that you need to know how they sound, how to respond. Most of this stuff is fear, right? You've never heard a gun go off before. I've had friends of mine, people that we know, Tammy and I, that never shot a gun in their lives. After they shot it, they weren't so afraid. I don't know what they were expecting. I can't get in your head. I don't even make believe. I thought, I don't want to get in your head any more than you want to get in mine, believe me. But he said, you need to know how they sound and how to respond, and that's what he wants to do. You know what? I think, if for no other reason, I think the teachers and administrators should hear a gun go off. They should know the difference between a gunshot, a firecracker, a car backfiring. Seriously. But he went on to say, it's up to us to teach and train people. He said, you can't depend on legislators or legislation to make everybody safe. Making gun laws harder won't prevent criminals or even mentally ill from owning guns. You know, I got to tell you, it was refreshing for me because I spoke to a couple of teachers in my district, in my area, a couple of prominent teachers, who also believed that gun control was not necessarily the answer, part of it, but not the answer, that we really need to take a hard look at the mental health issue as well. These are from teachers. These are not from, you know, gun advocates, if you would. These aren't from NRA teachers. I'm not doing any word games here. He goes on to say, it's up to us, he said. We just can't expect government to do everything for us. All we have to do is fight over who wins elections anyhow. But now, protester holds, you know, when you look at the signs that are up there, you look at what people are saying about it, they're spewing back what they're getting from other people. You know, I love when they get up there and they get at the podium and they start talking about all these gun laws, all these stricter guns, but they never know what exactly it is that they want. They want to close the gun hole loophole where somebody walks out to the car and makes a transfer at the trunk and never does any paperwork. Well, guess what? That's illegal. See, it's a law. It's illegal. How do you close the loophole? Should we arrest those people who do that illegally? Because it's illegal. What part of illegal is nobody understanding? They have a picture of people holding up signs. And one of the signs, I love this. There's a big sign that says, gun show. Here's the location, this Saturday, this Sunday. And the person is stolen the sign. Yeah, that's right, stealing. Doesn't belong to you. You didn't pay for it. They've stolen the sign and X'd it out with black, with a black paintbrush, it looks like. Well, if that's the case and that's what you did, that's illegal. You were also doing something illegal. Oh, but it doesn't kill anybody. Okay. So now we're going to put levels on these things? And how do you know that? Maybe the person going to buy a... See, I'm going to get as ludicrous as you guys get. Maybe the person going to buy a gun that weekend could have saved somebody else's life, because it happens, and it happens all the time. We see it happening on a regular basis. And I had the story up. What did I do with it? There were actually some... Recently, there was somebody who was able to save the life of his or her family based on the fact that they're... Oh, here we go. A convicted felon who was shot and killed by a homeowner during an invasion. In Nashville, Tennessee, Metro Police identified the alleged robber shot by a homeowner during a home invasion last week. Terry Adams, Jr., 27, in Ashland City, Tennessee, died overnight. Adams is a convicted felon in Nashville. Police say the 43-year-old homeowner was away from the Richard Lee Circle residence, but two strange men entered through a back door and struck his wife. The homeowner arrived to find the back door open, walked into the kitchen where he was struck on the head with a blunt object. Now, they fractured his skull. The man was ordered to open his gun safe, and the robbers took three long guns and a pistol. During the time, the wife fled to the neighbor's house. The two suspects left with the guns. Police said the homeowner's unsure of where his wife went, got a pistol out of another room, and headed outside to where he met the robbers again. During an altercation, police said the homeowner fired at the suspects, fatally striking Adams. The second robber dropped the guns and ran. Yeah, I can see where that was terrible. What happened was just terrible. Fractured the heads of two people that got went into a house where the house didn't belong to them. They went in there. They took things that didn't belong to them. I mean, it's just constant. But the loons on the left will stick up for the robbers before they stick up for the people that were able to protect themselves, protect their property, and potentially other people in the neighborhood. These guys could have gone away and later on in the week, later on in the month, killed somebody else, don't you think? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Come back. We're going to talk about how a respected professor blasts CNN. Oh, you're going to love this one. How do you fight with a professor? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a little bit.